Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onala Tini. 17 meteorological observatories have been set up across Nagaland since 1989, ensuring a robust weather monitoring system. This was stated by Advisor for Information and Public Relations and Soil and Water Conservation, Imkong L. M. Chen, during a social night organized by the Department of Soil and Water Conservation at Chumukedima yesterday. He said the system played a pivotal role in disaster preparedness and risk reduction in the state. Commending the department's remarkable contribution to the state's development, Mr. Imchen said the department continues to be a pillar of support for the state's environmental and agricultural sustainability, contributing immensely to the well-being of Nagaland and the broader region. The advisor also welcomed the department's collaboration with the Brahmaputra board, underscoring that such partnerships bridges development gaps and enhance conservation efforts. Chairman of the Brahmaputra board under the Ministry of Jal Shakti, Dr. Ranbir Singh, acknowledged the efforts of the government of Nagaland in promoting conservation practices that align with national water policies. Dr. Singh also praised the department for playing a proactive for the state and assure all possible help to the department. Commissioner of Police Dimapur has announced cash award of 50,000 rupees for providing information leading to the arrest of two wanted individuals. The wanted individuals are SS Kilonsar of NSCNK, Nikki Keviniti Yaptomi, a 50-year-old presently residing near Hindi College, Padampukuri, Dimapur, and Ilovi at Kimiyeto SS from Natha village in Zinheboto, an accomplice of Ms. Kevini. The police requested any individual or organization to give information or assistance about these two wanted persons. The Commissioner of Police assured that the identity of the informer or informers will not be disclosed at all cost. Further, informer can contact officers from the Dimapur Police Commissionerate regarding any information about the whereabouts of the wanted persons by contacting the CP Dimapur at 70850-55001, DCP Dimapur 70850-55002, ADCP Dimapur 70850-55048, ACP Dimapur 70850-55010, and OC East PS Dimapur 70850-55020. Dimapur Municipal Council DMC said urban local bodies ULBs are statutory entities endowed with both legislative and executive powers to govern local affairs. As such, it is not mandatory to consult any particular organization on such matters, although suggestions are always encouraged and welcome, the DMC said. In a statement, DMC requested those with grievances to approach the office instead of going to the press just to create confusion and tarnish the image of the newly installed civic bodies. If there are any complaints about unfair illegal activities, it should be brought to the notice of the DMC or the concerned ULB, it added. Stating that DMC is open to dialogue, the council encouraged all members of the community to engage with the municipal so that issues are addressed in a constructive and collaborative manner. The DMC asserted that together we aim to foster a more efficient and transparent governance that benefits all residents and establishments of Dimapur. The DMC also appealed to the citizens not to cast aspersions based on hearsay, as utmost efforts are being taken to streamline the system after the long gap. Earlier, the Dimapur Chamber of Commerce and Industries had voiced serious concerns over the prevailing taxation regime imposed by the Dimapur Municipal Council, describing it as unjustified and detrimental to the business community. Union Minister of Parliamentary and Minority Affairs Kiran Rijiju announced that the 75th anniversary of the Indian Constitution on November 26 will be commemorated with a nationwide Constitution glorification campaign in every village. Speaking at the press conference in Chhatrapati Sambhaji Nagar, Rijiju highlighted the government's initiative to construct Constitution buildings in every district. Mr. Rijiju also visited Dr. Baba Saheb Ambedkar's residence and interacted with scheduled caste entrepreneurs. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Have a nice day.